Welcome to the Awakening with Alex podcast, where we crack open consciousness so that we can dive deep and explore our soul's essence. Now grab a drink, grab some snacks, take a deep breath, and let's dive deep, y'all. Hey, all you beautifully awakened souls. It's your favorite spiritual psychology practitioner and trauma coach, Alex, here with the Awakening with Alex podcast, where we dig deep into consciousness and crack open everything there is to know about the journey ahead. And y'all, I am coming with you with a little series, actually, that was downloaded to me that this is the time to do it. And so I am really excited because this is something that is very near and dear to my heart, my children. And it's about becoming a conscious parent. And like, what does that mean exactly? And this is definitely not something I could break down into one episode. There's just way too much. We'd be here for a minute. And, you know, with my promise of keeping this at or under 20 minutes every single week for you to really just digest on these little key topics, the first thing I wanted to go into today was how much power we as parents, as grandparents, as caregivers, or other important roles in a child's life, like just how much influence and power we really have. And like I said, this is a multi-part series because it's more than just this. And I really want to, I just am being so led to help people right now in general, stepping into their power. So of course, this is not just limited to parents or people who are in a caregiver role. Honestly, so this can be applied to so many different ways, and it's just life in general, right? But especially with the role we have as any kind of influence on a child's life, right? When we start to understand ourselves on a very intimate level, and I don't mean sexually by any means, right? And I mean vulnerable, right? Emotionally vulnerable, emotionally intimate, emotionally present, where we can actually dig deep into ourselves, what makes us tick, what is going on in our body, what is it trying to express to us? Because emotions is just energy in motion. That's all it is. This is how we manifest. This is how we bring things in. We resonate with that frequency by creating the emotions that align with it. I mean, there's so many, it's so simple, yet so beautifully complex, because it's not just getting to that frequency. It's not like, oh, let me snap my fingers. And thank goodness, because man, humans, myself included, we're pretty fallible, y'all. Pretty freaking fallible. And you know, just from my own experience, the greatest thing I ever did was leave organized religion and go within and let God guide me. Let the divine guide me in my beautiful, intimate, quiet time, free of influences, free of human stuff, because, you know, I was shown a lot of things that were intentionally and unintentionally wrong, you know, delivered in a way that was not of the divine, let me put it that way, right? Delivered in the way that God was like, that's not how this goes, right? And it's interesting because when I'm grateful for the church, I'm grateful for the time I had to serve, I'm grateful for everything that I experienced with organized, you know, Christianity was what it was. And also, thank you for the contrast, because when God was pointing out these different things in our time together, I was able to really see how I could connect with myself deeper, how I could connect with this vessel. I nonchalantly called a meat suit. It's much more than that. But also at the same time, for me, it was very freeing when I realized that my soul and my meat suit are not the same. And therefore, all that guilt I carried of like, oh man, I made these mistakes and I did this, you know, all that shame and guilt and things that I was carrying from mistakes I made when I didn't know better. I didn't feel like I had another choice, or, you know, there's so many things that are transpiring to why we do things, programming included. And that's really what we're going to get into today, is the programming that we all have and how that makes us look at the world in a different way. And especially when we're trying to instill in our children, whether we intend to or not, we are programming our children or the children we are around by having the interactions. You know, blessed be thee who gets to be in the life of a child and watch them grow. Truly, when we are able to step into the place where we are molding, we are building, we are growing, this next generation, you know, the responsibility that we come with. You know, especially when people are breaking down generational curses, as some call it, you know, when we're trying to be acutely aware of how to break these patterns down, it's not just a, oh, I went to therapy, great, you know, I feel better about this situation. But you really know when you have reached these levels of true oneness, connectedness, awareness. So many people have so many different labels for what it is, but it's this ability to completely go within and be acutely aware of what's happening. And I'm not saying you don't get triggered, because you very likely will still get highly triggered, but are you understanding in the moment what's happening, what programming is coming to light, to why you want to have this maybe over the top or explosive reaction or upset or whatever it might be that you're programmed and conditioned to believe is the way to do life, you know, or to respond, or whatever situation you might find yourself in, right? Are you able to recognize, oh, wow, this is why, even if it's not in the moment, even if it's like afterwards, are you able to recognize what happened, why you were in that position, to then take steps to correct the situation, however that looks, right? It's obviously going to be different for every situation, you know, that a person might find themselves in, but a peaceful, uplifting, positive resolution for all parties, if possible, right? Kind of a thing, you know, harm to none, love to all, kind of a thing. When we are able to become very acutely aware of these programmings, we can then start to decide what it is that our children specifically, and really anyone around us, right? This could be, this is why I said this, it's not just parenting. This is relationships in general. This is relationships kind of 101 that I teach in my group coaching program. In intimate relationships is what I call them, because it's it could be children, it could be partner, it could be family, extended, it could be people, friends you've had for a long time you consider family, you know, whatever the dynamic is, it's these relationships that we have that are in our intimate circles, right? And it's the way we show up with them. And so really it can be applied, honestly, in all of these things. But of course, as was put on my heart, was about conscious parenting specifically. And so this is series is going to go into that, but this does absolutely apply to intimate relationships across the board. So regardless if you are a caregiver, parent, or however you find yourself in life, this is going to apply to you. All right. If you choose to have any kind of intimate human relationships, I guess I should put it that way. However that is applied to you, the psychology is still the same, right? Because it comes back to us, because it comes back to how we show up. Whether we are the CEO of a business, CEO of our family, it doesn't matter. The skill sets are still the same, because it comes back to us and our awareness. What programming is it like? Okay, boom, trigger happens. The like epic stimuli coming in. You're like, oh my gosh, your body's like freaking out, right? Externally, you might be like really calm as a cucumber, but internally, you might be losing your shit, to say it lightly, okay? And so it's like in this moment, or even afterwards, if you're not able to identify in the moment, being able to recognize, wow, I'm really stimulated right now. What is happening? I didn't realize it when I was conditioning myself, but one of the coolest things I think I have conditioned myself to is when there is an intense amount of stimuli, instead of giving into it, which would sometimes be seen as a variety of things, right? I would go really quiet and calm. And that's what I do. When something happens and it's a really big rush of stimuli, I just go really quiet and calm. And I'm like, okay, what's happening? This is a lot. What's going on here? And of course, I'm not perfect. You know, I do still make mistakes, but I'm far, far greater than I used to be, because I've put in a lot of years of work in this and really honing and really getting raw and very real with myself, the good and the bad, looking myself in the mirror and being like, look, do you want your children to be conditioned with this? Do you want your grandchildren to be treated like this? Like, what do you want your grandchildren to be treated like? Obviously, every person has free will. Obviously, you cannot force an individual to behave in one way or another. But what you can do is you can set the precedent of what they should expect. This means how you and your partner interact with each other. That means how you interact with all of the children in the home, regardless if they are biologically or not yours, regardless of what age they are. And, you know, being able to have like this very deep self-awareness of what is it that I want to create in the next future generations, because it's not just your home these children are growing up in, or, you know, your partner, whatever, however it's showing up for you, right? It is the homes of their future families, whether they choose to have children or not, whether they, you know, stay single and travel the world until their 40s or like whatever their life looks like, right? Every intimate relationship that they bring in, regardless of what it looks like, they are going to be bringing in the programming that you have laid the foundation for, or any other individuals they have had in their lives. This goes for people at school, which shout out to all the parents who have their kids in schools of any kind, shape, or form. If you are not homeschooling or doing some sort of like partial schooling, those teachers, however they're showing up in their lives, have significant influence in their lives because they have them more times than we do. I found my kids at school because I couldn't homeschool. I tried to. It's just, and that's okay that it wasn't a fit for us. And what I was able to do was find a school that I was able to interview the teachers and really take a step back and look at the morals of the school and like what was being taught and like what was the philosophy and everything else, and really invest in making sure that my children are being around what I find is appropriate morally, and really making sure that we are safeguarding that they're being subjected to the things that we would find morally acceptable. And that might mean you have to put them in, you know, a different schooling system. And that might mean, you know, there's scholarships, there's all kinds of things, right? But it's like, what kind of programming do we want our children to have, whether or not they're in our care or someone else's care, like at school or sports or anything like that, right? And really having these conversations, you know, if you're anything like me, I was always taught growing up, right? Stranger danger, right? Now, of course, people are kidnapped. Human trafficking is very real, very rampant for a variety of things that they do with people that they kidnap. So stealing people off the street is a thing, okay? However, more than likely, people who are going to be abused and even trafficked, honestly, it's so sad, is by people that they know. And so it's more of having these conversations of like, what is appropriate interaction, appropriate touch, appropriate like a huge red flag that I taught my kids early on was if anyone ever tells you that you're supposed to keep a secret from me, or, you know, like, you know, I named off grandparents and everything too, right? Any of us that you're ever supposed to keep a secret from us, you immediately tell us that's a huge red flag. I promise you'll never get in trouble. It will always, like, I don't care what it is, right? I don't care what part you played. If it doesn't matter, you will always be forgiven, right? But if that's a huge red flag, right? And so teaching the kids that this is communication, this is regardless of who it is. I don't care if it's a teacher. I don't care if it's a, you know, your baseball coach. Like, I don't care who it is. You tell me, kind of a thing. And it's because I have, for, you know, thankfully for a long time now, I've been acutely aware of how to actually protect my children, which is contrary to the programming I receive. But it's, you know, everything I teach, everything I talk about, everything that I'm discussing, even like right now, and being able to really get down to the nitty gritty of our, of like what works and what's going to be best and most effective for my family in this day and age that we are currently living in, really comes back to becoming highly aware of the programming. And y'all, I've been doing so many years of work. So if you're like new into this, you're starting to wake up and you're just really starting on your healing journey, really going within and really getting into these nitty gritty, please recognize that it has taken me so many years. Like, I have been doing this for over a decade. This is not something I just like woke up and was like, oh, this is great, right? And these gifts that I have had since I can remember. I grew up thinking everybody, and I still believe everyone has gifts, but I understood it as like everybody is just like me. Everybody has these gifts just like me. Everyone feels just like me, right? I didn't really think about, and of course I was a child, so, you know, and then when I realized that people are not what we would call awake to their gifts or even aware of them, just it very much shattered my reality, my perception of reality. Let's just say it like that, right? And that was very difficult for me to process because I am the way I am, and I see things, I feel things, but it makes me amazing at what I do now because I have these gifts. And so many people are coming to the awareness that they have these gifts. And I believe we all do of different types, because there's many different ones, and we'll definitely get into that as another episode of the podcast. But, you know, the gifts of clairsentience and things of that nature, the clair gifts, if you will, I shut it down. And there's a lot of people I'm finding who did it as well. I shut my gifts down because I was scared, and being able to let them come back out and come into this place of acceptance and love and understanding and really working with my gifts and really seeing, okay, and exploring like, well, what am I supposed to do with them? How am I supposed to basically bless and serve humanity? Like, what am I supposed to do with this? And really have that connection with divine source. And I mean, simply, if you're sitting there and be like, well, Alex, I don't know that I want to get into organized religion. You know, you talk about having a foundation, y'all, for real, it is simply as much as this, like whatever resonates, if it's God, if it's spirit, if it's universe, if it's, you know, angels, like whatever it is, right? Love to all, harm to none. That resonates most in your heart. You can simply put your hand over your heart and, you know, just say, God, I welcome you into my life. I thank you for being present. Thank you for being here for me right here and right now. And it is so. You can say amen, which just simply means I agree. I mean, whatever resonates, you don't even have to say anything. You could just simply say, thank you. If that's what resonates. I mean, there's no right or wrong. The biggest thing is accepting that gift and accepting this wisdom. And, you know, one thing I have really recognized over the years, going from traditional clinical Western psychology and mental health medicine, right, that type of world, into this very kind of blend, like the understanding of what the 3D Western world would call these different things and call these different diseases, if you will, quote unquote, I understand it as a misuse of energy. I understand it as your body having things that are not in resonance impacting their life, whether it's through the food we consume, the thoughts that we think, the people we are around and we're picking up. I mean, there's so many complexities to the dynamic and the way that we are energetically able to exist into this world. But my point is getting into this awareness of ourselves and what we're vibrating at, why we are feeling like, why does you have the creak in your arm? Like, is there something that is energetically blocked there? Like, what's happening? Why is it there? And, you know, really starting to just get into the awareness of, wow, my body is really energized right now. This is interesting. What is it trying to tell me? Why is this? Is this, you know, especially if you're like your human eyes are sitting there like, there's no threat, but your body is freaking out internally. Like, there's a threat. Oh my gosh. Right. Oh, getting curious. Like, oh, that's interesting. Why am I showing up like this? Right. And now, especially like your kids and how they're coming back and how you're interacting with them. Right. One of the things that I had an issue with my oldest, my daughter, my only girl. And she is like my mini me, y'all. And that includes my mouth. Before I understood how to, you know, control myself, you know, just because I have a very sharp mouth and it's just me and my daughter's just like it. And one of the things that we had an issue with was when she would first wake up in the morning, getting ready for school, she would have this very sharp tongue, especially if you try to talk to her about anything. It was very just grumpy and mean. And so we ended up finding out that through conversation, because I'm getting triggered because I'm feeling like I'm being disrespected, and especially understanding that she's coming into a teenager at that point, like she was preteen and really starting. I didn't want to get this to be like my fear was. And that's what, for me, why I was getting so triggered is it was a fear that my daughter is going to become this absolutely chaotic, crazy teenager who does all these wild things. And I didn't want that for her, right? So of course, I'm creating it because I'm actively fearing it, right? And then this is happening. And so instead of getting angry one day, I just was like, I'm done with this. I'm not going to create a vicious cycle. I want to have this conversation. And we had the conversation, and basically it came out that she was really tired. She was snapping because she's just like, I don't want to be talked to. I'm trying to wake up. And not only was I able to see how I am in her, that's how I used to be until I changed myself and became acutely aware of the way I was coming across. We did that with her and we were able to switch around her schedule. So now when she comes out of her room, she has had tons of time to be awake. She's fully refreshed and ready to face the day. And it's a beautiful thing that we were able to create. But it was through being able to recognize I'm being triggered right now. I need to have this conversation and get curious as to why this is happening the way it is. And then being able to further dive deep down into consciousness of and connect with my daughter, connect with her by recognizing my stuff and my triggers and rely and wanting to be committed, because at the end of the day, it does take commitment. It takes commitment to ourselves, takes commitment to the people we love most, being able to show up in the most authentic, pure, humble, positive version of ourselves the best we can, right? And that's you know, a commitment that we all have to think about, what does that look like for us? And so I want to challenge you as we wrap up this episode or this first in the series, that we can go within and really digest, and we can go within and really analyze when things come into our realm of focus to be able to comprehend and step into that space. So with this, my beautiful souls, I bid you adieu. I pray you have a beautiful, blessed week. Don't forget to check out our monthly coaching membership along with our programs. We're getting ready to start up a new program in July. So don't forget to get on the wait list if that is something you are interested in. With that, I cannot wait to connect with you all next week. Now go be great, my loves.